harsh spring light caused her. Sure, she loved springtime, and loved when the warmer temperatures returned after a long winter, but her eyes and skin weren't quite prepared, and she had managed to burn a little in the lunchtime sunshine yesterday. A spell of migraine symptoms throughout the week, too. Not that people could tell, because Eleanor spent her days in live TV broadcast and was an expert at applying the right amount of makeup to hide any possible illnesses or fatigue and smile her way through any personal turmoil. Nothing would ever unsettle her positive yet serious poker face. The queue of cars exiting the city center had been never-ending, and Eleanor was incredibly fed up with them by now. Thankfully, the traffic jams linked to the Easter holidays cleared up just north of Uppsala, and the remaining 2 hours she would spend cruising through a landscape that grew more and more sparsely populated. Then she would reach the town where she grew up, which she both loved and hated. It was such a dump, and to call it a town was also vastly exaggerated. There was a small collection of shops and public buildings around a square, as well as a number of residential areas, but it still sadly lacked a bus station, a library, and Systembolaget, the Swedish government-owned chain of liquor stores. That was all that had mattered to Eleanor when she moved out of her parents' house and away from the town. Many years had passed since then, but she could still remember the somewhat intoxicating sensation of her dad driving her to the nearest bus station so that she could move to Stockholm. Move to the city, create a career for herself, and never come back. She had come back from time to time, of course, for Christmas and Easter, and a handful of other times when someone in the family had had a birthday and her social calendar allowed it. And yes, of course, she had created a career for herself. She had won the News Anchor of the Year award several times. And the first time, she had only been 23 years old and a total rookie. She had been hailed as a breath of fresh air, a unique voice, and most recently, one of the most influential characters in the history of Swedish TV. How it had panned out that way, she wasn't quite sure, as her job was to just read the news aloud and every once in a while conduct interviews and moderate panel discussions or debates. She was very grateful for the attention, most of all because it had earned her a salary that made it possible for her to afford to live on her own in a 2-bedroom apartment right in the center of Vasastan, which was a privilege not many people had. Returning to her roots always reminded her of how far she come. But lately, that insight had also aroused something else inside her. Not discontent as such, but perhaps more of a subdued joy of having made it into the broadcasting house in Stockholm. Over the last year, she had reflected on whether she was actually at her happiest in her current position, or whether it was time for a new chapter in her life. Not that she wanted to move back to where the rest of her family was still living. Never in a million years. Eleanor had never been much of an outdoor type and didn't yearn to live close to nature. But still, she longed for a smaller, simpler life, something that didn't involve work 24/7, and a lifestyle that encouraged luxurious habits and excessive spending. In the wake of turning 40, she had considered having a child. A girlfriend of hers had advised her to freeze some of her eggs in her early 30s, and something inside her was now starting to feel mature and old enough to take on that sort of responsibility. She had already fulfilled the dream she had harbored as a youth, out in the sticks. She had the money, and her parents didn't live all that far away, even if they were old. Not that she would tell them about any of this. They would never be able to keep their mouths shut. Nor would she tell her bresque sister, who was always prattling on about how wonderful kids were, and that surely it was high time for Eleanor to discover maternal bliss for herself. Up to now, Eleanor hadn't been able to make her mind up, so this would remain her little secret.